The Urban Lore podcast is brought to you in part by Objets Étrangers. Objets Étrangers brings you rare, unusual, and interesting art, collectibles, and antiques. Objets Étrangers is constantly on the lookout for the rare and obscure. Want to add something a little bit different to your home or office? Look up Objets Étrangers on Facebook. There'll be a link in the show notes. Welcome back to the Urban Lore Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Castaños. Tonight, let's talk about trolls. So if you have young children, the first thing that comes to mind might be those adorable, if not just a tiny bit annoying, animated feature films. Little singing trolls. Which, if you're of a certain age, you may recall little troll doll toys. Of course, they've been re-released recently, but they go back to the late 60s and early 70s. You know the ones I'm talking about, the little naked ones, and you pop them on the bottom of their feet, and the little hair stands straight on end. Cute, cuddly, adorable trolls. Or maybe your first recollection of trolls was the old Three Billy Goats Gruff fairy tale about three goats that had to trick some unwitting trolls that lived under a bridge so they could get across to where they could feed. Yet again, maybe you were born in the ilk of Tolkien and you recall the trolls in The Hobbit that Gandalf tricks to stay up all night, and eventually at sunright they turn to stone. Well, they all have roots in the original concept of troll, which goes back to Scandinavian and Norse folklore. Trolls in Norse folklore are, in fact, typically large, not necessarily smart, but they are also not uniformly dumb either. But they typically live far away from human habitations in caves and stony crags and mountains. When they're encountered by humans, it's typically not a great thing. At the very least, they're belligerent and angry and say foul things, and at their worst, you could become their meal. Tolkien takes his concept of trolls and so much else that you find in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit from the original Norse folklore. But it's interesting to note that that Three Billy Goats Gruff fairy tale that I talked about actually is one of the earliest written versions of a troll story. Now, troll stories represented in Norse folklore and runes and whatnot have existed for a long time, but the first time that someone actually wrote down in a modern language a troll story was when a group of people, young men, collected these folk tales and turned them into the nursery rhymes and the fairy tales that we're more familiar with. So they were first published in the Danish language in 1844, and that's the Three Billy Goats Gruff, and was later in the 1860s, I believe, translated into English to become the version that English-speaking people have known for a very, very long time. So that's kind of the root of how they enter the consciousness of the general public outside of the Scandinavian countries. But understand, the idea of trolls in the Scandinavian countries, from a folklore standpoint, is still very, very strong. There are a number of rocky outcroppings that have obvious, or not, I shouldn't say obvious, but have very distinctive looking human features that look very much like if a troll had stayed out till daylight and had been turned to stone. And that's what the people of Sweden and other countries and Denmark have done for generations. When they saw these amazing outcroppings, that was the reasoning on why they looked like humans. Well, that, in fact, was a troll. I think personally one of the best and maybe underrepresented of the found footage films that are out there these days. And if you're not familiar, found footage, think Blair Witch Project and the Paranormal series, which allegedly are films of just, you know, documentaries, found footage, which of course they're not, they're made up Hollywood productions. But one of the ones that gets overlooked, which I thought was a remarkably fun little film, is the one called Troll Hunter, which is a Scandinavian film about young people going and trying to find trolls. And of course, in this found footage, they actually did. Trolls even make their appearance, well, I'm afraid the ride is long gone, but in Epcot at Disney World, in their little Scandinavian experience, the short boat ride, you ride around in the boat and the trolls pop out of the ground, the boat turns around and goes down some rapids and you escape. So these trolls have made it into common culture in many, many places, but let's not forget that they were not just some imaginary thing made up in the 19th or 20th century, that the legend of these trolls, some demonic, others just foul, have been a part of the human story in certain parts of the world for a very, very long time. I recommend you look up the beginning of trolls and think a little bit more about them the next time your five-year-old puts in the DVD with the little singing trolls and wonder, how did they come to this? Have you seen a troll? If you have, let us know about it at Urban Lore Podcast, all one word, urbanlorepodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Urban Lore Pod, Urban Lore Pod, and you can interact with us that way. And please tell all your friends about our podcast, even if they're the type that eat goats and live under a bridge. For the Urban Lore Podcast, I'm Tom Castaños.